Hi, podcast people. I am that Nigerian Christian alcoholic, and this is another episode of Just Talk. So I don't know how this sounds, but I realize that I have not recorded here for a while. Man, it's been so long. I have been so busy in school, and I realized I didn't say anything to you guys. I didn't say I'll be off for a while. And the buzz has just come, and it dawned on me that I owe you an explanation, as I'm here to give it, right? So I've been in law school, Lagos State, Nigeria, and it is very, 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 not hectic per se. Hectic is not the word. It's just a lot. Like, there's a lot to do. It affects your entire routine. And basically, I mean, all I do is, what does my day look like? Sleep early so I can wake up early, study before the class, try to make notes, do my quiet time, prepare for class. Then I read, I go to class. After class, I come back, I have group meetings. I sleep for like 1 hour, just so I'm not tired. I go for group meetings. And then I come back again and I solve the corrected tasks that were given to us in class. And then I revise for the day, and then I'm tired. And it's the same routine over and over and over and over and over again. Right, and so it has just been very cumbersome. And Lagos is a very noisy place. So the law school is located at the center of a lot of the activities in Lagos. So it's possible to hear weird noises around, right? And so all of that I'm trying to adjust have been the reasons I have not recorded here on the podcast. But I want to say first of all that I am sorry and that I will do my best to record as much as possible. Now, I didn't want to say I'm back fully because honestly, for this year, I'm going to be here and not here a lot, right? Just because of how things are currently. But I promise you to do my possible best every time, right, to record. I think in this season, something that God is teaching me is consistency in my devotion and in my walk with Him. Consistency in my prayer time, right? Building that habit. Now, consistency as a habit in my walk with Him. Of course, I'm always advocating that as Christians, our personal devotion should not suffer regardless of what we're doing. And so in all of this noise, in all of the space that I'm currently, in all of the noise, in all of the activities I'm currently involved in my life, I don't know what you're involved in your life. It's easy to say that God takes the back seat, maybe not expressly but impliedly, right? Through your actions, it shows that God's place, especially in terms of your devotion with Him, has been overtaken by some other interest or some other love, or just because you're busy, right? So this is a call to say, even if you're busy, regardless of how you are busy, please do not let your devotion with God suffer. I promise you, like, it's the place from which, from whence you will draw strength, right? I just realized that in this place, I am almost always physically tired. And I mean, I sit down a lot, but it's not even because I'm sitting down. It's just because, like, you realize, okay, I need to do this. There's no real break in the sense of the word, right? And so you're almost always tired, right? But I have found that constantly relying on God for strength every day has helped me greatly. I remember the first 2 weeks I got here, I felt really, really sick. Sure, the first week I got here, I had a problem in my leg, and I was already like, ah, God, sure, I had to go to the medical center to get treated for that. It took some time to stop limping and then start walking properly. And then the next week I felt sick, and I was just really so overwhelmed. I'm like, God, I just got here. Why are all of these things happening? But that ability, that assurance that I could take everything I felt, everything going on around me, to God in prayer, helped me so much, right? And now, in some kind of way, I am managing to find some balance, right? So balance between resting properly and reading enough, especially, you know, telling yourself that this exercise is for a really short time, and so you have to give it your best. Right, and so I'm just saying to you, generally, from my own experience, from my own peculiar circumstance, whatever it is that is keeping you busy in this time, please never relegate the involvement of God in your life. right? Whatever it is that you've found yourself doing, I mean, whatever your hands have found to do, thank God that God has given you activity. Thank God that God has given you so much to do at this point in time. However, and very importantly, please never relegate the place of God in your life. Right? Always depend on God. And it shows not even in when you go to say, God, this is hard. It shows in your devotion. It shows in how you build your walk of intimacy with Him in this period of your life where it seems like there are a lot of other things going on. God should not be another thing that is disposable. Right, your walk with God should not be disposable. It should not be based off whether you're busy or not. Now, I'm not saying that, I'm saying that every other thing comes second. So it means that even if I'm in an academic setting or a work setting, every other thing comes second. Right, nothing must take the place of God in your life. Nothing must take that devotion of God in your life. So what will you do to ensure that you stay devoted? Right, so if you are in an intense program, of course, I mean, you'd have to reorganize your schedule. Right, devotion is evident in the posture of our hearts, and it's also evident in our actions. So you cannot say you're devoted just because you say in your heart, I love God. I mean, how do you express your love for God? Right? Yeah, so I'm going to end here. I know, I am sure that I have communicated this message to you, this message that in spite of whatever phase of your life you are in, God is not disposable, right? A couple of things will be disposable. That's how life is. A couple of things will change for you, right? But God is not disposable, right? God is our only constant, right? So I wanted to remind you of that. And just say that I pray that God leads you, that God directs you, that God gives you the strength to carry things that He has placed in your heart in this season, right? And just before I go, I saw an illustration on Anchor, so I've not been in Anchor for a while. I just saw that Anchor is taking away its recording and editing tools. They're partnering with, I cannot remember their name now, I'll check it out, but I don't know what that means for the podcast right now because I've not researched adequately. But then, of course, you can upload on Anchor for, on Spotify, not Anchor, on Spotify for podcasters, right? So you can record independently, edit outside the app, and upload on it, right? So I'm just going to look at that and what it means for the podcast. But I am so glad to be able to do this. And this is also an apology, please forgive me for just going extinct and not saying anything. How seemed like God's children is on hold for now, right? I'm still honestly trying to walk around what this phase of my life looks like, and I want to be as honest. I always try to be as honest here on the podcast. I want to see, okay, what can you do? What can you not do? What can you combine? How effective will you do the things that you're doing? I know that I can combine the audio version of the podcast, right? Because I mean, I just have to find quiet time, quiet place, and sort this out. It may mean reasonable sacrifice, but that's fine. But the video version, how seem like God's children, will be on hold for a short while. I want to be able to maintain some balance here. We will resume. I don't know when that is. I'm not giving any definite time, but I promise you, we will resume eventually, right? So thank you so much for your consistency. I met someone recently and I was so excited. I mean, I've never met him before, and he said, oh yeah, he's here in law school with me, he's from another school, and he was like, Achimbi, I know you, I listen to your podcast. So this is a shout out to him, thank you so much. And he was like, Achimbi, you did not leave any message for your audience saying that you will not be available. So I'm here to say I'm sorry for that. I hope that you have amazing, 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 amazing days. God bless you. I am that Nigerian Christian Doc Holic, and this is Just Talk.